We won't read all of those verses. We're going to read it in sections, but I'll start at verse 17. And this is happening after Jesus has gone back to heaven. He has sent the Holy Spirit to his followers who are speaking about him in Jerusalem. And the leaders of Israel, the leaders in the city, are angry about what they're doing. So verse 17. Then the high priest and all his associates who were members of the party of the Sadducees were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. Go, stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people all about this new life. At daybreak, they entered the temple courts and, as they had been told, began to teach the people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So keep that open, please. We're going to look at that page. I'm switching on to... Thank you. What do we use this to sort out? What problem does this sort out? Anyone know? Yeah, a car engine, if the battery's gone flat, these are jump leads, so you can connect one car to another. So the car that's battery's died, you can use this to get energy into the dead battery. Our Bible passage today, there are several different problems. I've said Jesus has died, God has made him alive again, and Jesus has gone to be with his Father, and Jesus has sent the Holy Spirit to be with his people. His people are telling everyone about Jesus, and many people are becoming believers, but some people are not happy. So verse 17, it says, then the high priest and all his associates, so the people who work with him, who were members of the party of the Sadducees. It is not a birthday party or celebration, it's a group. The Sadducees were a religious group amongst the Jewish leaders. They tried to stop the message of Jesus spreading. They told Jesus' followers not to speak about him. But the followers are still speaking about Jesus, and the message is spreading more and more. And so those leaders are jealous. Look at verse 17. Then the high priest and all his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They're envious. They envy the apostles for having so many more followers. They want people to follow them, not the apostles. You know, people today like to have lots of followers on social media. That's what these people wanted. And so they put the apostles in jail, in prison. And if they're in prison, they can't tell people about Jesus. So they had a problem. I had a problem this week. It wasn't that I was stuck inside. It was that I was stuck outside. Could we have the picture up here? My next door neighbour, Wendy, who comes to church. You know Wendy, an older lady who's been using a crutch for a while. She's been unwell and is in hospital. So I have her house key for getting her post, and I have her car key for her car, which is in the house. But I couldn't get in to her car because that battery had died, actually. The battery was flat. There was a surprising answer. I never knew this. Maybe some of you knew what to do if the battery's flat and the electric key won't work. The next two pictures show us. You can open up the key, and the next picture inside. You see, that little metal key was there. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Some of you knew that anyway. Well, I found out there was a surprising answer for me to get into her car. Jesus' followers had a problem. How can they do what Jesus has told them to do? They have been locked in to the jail, the prison, so they can't tell people. And there is a surprising answer. What or who is the surprising answer? Who is the surprising answer for them? Krista, who is it? It doesn't say the Holy Spirit in the passage. Well, who does the Lord send? An angel of the Lord. Yeah, so it's in verse 19. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out, brought the apostles out. He gets through the security system without people seeing him. Don't know how. He gets the apostles out without people seeing. So what can they now do? Does he say? They can go. Where does he tell them to go? And what does he tell them to do? Tell the people. What does he tell them? They must tell the people. Tell them about the new life. Go and tell them about the new... God's angel doesn't say, get out of prison and run away. He says, get out of prison and carry on teaching. Yeah, go to the temple to teach. He wants everyone to hear this message of new life. The leaders can't stop this message from spreading. Well, let's see what happens next. So back to the top of page 109.7 on the right-hand side. Well, I'll read from verse 21. At daybreak, they entered the temple courts as they had been told and began to teach the people. When the high priest and his associates, the people he worked with, arrived, they called together the Sanhedrin. That's the full assembly of the elders of Israel. And sent to the jail for the apostles. But on arriving at the jail, the officers didn't find them there. So they went back and reported. We found the jail securely locked with the guards standing at the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside. On hearing this report, the captain of the temple guard and the chief priests were at a loss, wondering what this might lead to. Then someone came and said, look, the men you put in jail are standing in the temple courts teaching the people. At that, the captain went with his officers and brought the apostles. They didn't use force because they feared that the people would stone them. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said. That means not to teach about Jesus. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging him on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. So, at the beginning of this part, the leaders arrive and they set up their meeting, and it's for all the elders, all the leaders of Israel. This is a national level meeting. It's getting serious. The messengers arrive at the prison to go and get Jesus' servants. The doors are locked. The guards are in place. Why are the guards still there? Why are the guards still there? You're right, Joe, they don't what? They don't... who are they guarding? They're trying to guard people inside because they think the people are still inside. But what do we know? They're not there. Yeah. So they open the door of the room they're guarding, and what do they find? There's no one in there. So they come back and they tell the leaders, these powerful leaders, the national committee, they can't even keep people locked in a room. How can they stop it? Well, the people were lost. It's a problem. What, we sometimes lose things. I don't have my phone at the moment, actually. Can anyone see my phone? Let's try this.
Radio mic, is that on? Try it again, number two, the phone number two. Otherwise, I'll shout. It's you know where a phone looks like? Oh, you know, it's one of those. The phone. Mark, is it in the back there? Or was it the... No, it's not at the sound desk. Bernard, I came and spoke to you. I've not put it there. No, I know. I came over your side. It's not there on the seat next to me. Sophie, my daughter, Sophie, have you seen my phone? Can you help me find it? Why don't you call my phone? Yeah, I need to find my phone. No one's come to see it. You know, it's a phone thing.
There we go. It says Sophie on it. What do I do? Thank you, Sophie. Right, that's all. We found my phone. Let me turn that. I should have had that on silent because it was in church. The leaders had a problem. How can they find these men? Well, there's a surprising answer. Someone turns up at the temple and says, you know those men? They're in the temple again and they're talking about Jesus. So they get those men to come to them. Verse 27, the apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. And the high priest says, stop making us look bad. Stop telling everyone we killed him. Verse 28, we gave you strict orders, very serious, not to teach in this name, he said. Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. They're not interested in the truth about Jesus. They just want lots of people to follow them. And what the disciples are saying is not making people follow them. Now, Jesus said this would happen. If you know the stories of Jesus, Jesus said to his followers, you will have to go to the councils, you will have to go to rulers and speak about me. Peter said, we've got a choice. Verse 29, Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than human beings. That's the choice. Will we obey God? Or will we obey humans? And what's Peter choosing to do? He's obeying God. And obeying God means what will he keep doing? Keep speaking about Jesus. And that's what he does right here. He carries on speaking. He tells those leaders about Jesus. Just the thing they've said, stop speaking about Jesus. And he says, we can't stop. God told us to. And this is what we're going to tell people. And he tells them. He tells those people. Verse 31, God exalted him, Jesus, to his own right hand as Prince and Saviour, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. The leaders cannot stop this message spreading any further. And here is the Christian message. Jesus is the King. God has exalted him, made him very great. Jesus has come so we can repent, go back to God. Jesus has come so we can be forgiven for sins, all those ways in which we have hated God and ignored him. But Jesus' promise, or God's promise through Jesus, is not just forgiveness of sins. God's promise is not just that you will go to heaven when you will die. God's promise is you can have life with God. And so he says, Jesus gives the Holy Spirit. Do you have life with God? Do you have life with God? You have life with God if you've turned back to say Jesus is the King and he has paid for my sin so I can be forgiven. That's how you have life with God. Maybe someone is not a believer in Jesus. Well, the Bible says here, God made Jesus ruler. And God made Jesus the one to rescue us and give us life. Is it better for you to obey man or to obey God? It's important for you to change if you're not yet following Jesus and trusting him. So the leaders tried to stop Jesus' followers from speaking, put them in prison. But the angel let them out and said, go and speak. The leaders said, come and tell us what you think you're doing. And they came and they spoke about Jesus even more. Well, what did the leaders think of that? Let's read the last bit. When they heard this is the leaders, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. Then he addressed the Sanhedrin. Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do to these men. And now he's going to tell a couple of stories about other things that had happened. Some time ago, Thutis appeared, claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied to him. He was killed, and all his followers were dispersed, and it came to nothing. After him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. He too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone, let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it's from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. So it says in verse 33 on the previous page, they were furious, they were raging, they were angry, because these servants of Jesus keep speaking about him. That is a problem. You know, if they're going to kill the followers of Jesus, the message of Jesus won't be heard. But there's another surprising answer, and it comes from this man called Gamaliel. He's someone with lots of followers. It says in verse 34, but a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people. Lots of people follow him, and so the leaders listen to him. And he tells them the stories of two leaders that there had been before, one called Thutis. Hi, Zoe. One called Thutis and one called Judas. And they had both died. And the people who followed them had been scattered. Well, what's happened to Jesus? How's he like that story? He's died. And none of the leaders think he's come alive again. Jesus is dead. What do they think will probably happen to his followers? They're all going to be scattered. Don't need to worry. Just leave it. But if it's from God, you can't stop it. Do you see what it says in verse 38? Look at verse 38. He tells the two story about those men, Thutis and Judas, and then verse 38. Therefore, in the present case, in the case of Jesus of Nazareth, I advise you, leave these men alone, let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. If it's only people thinking of this plan, it's never going to last. The leader's dead. The followers will be scattered. Verse 39, but if it's from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. Did you know there's a big sports competition coming up? I've been reading this morning about the World Cup football. Yeah, I know some of you are fans. Some of us don't know very much about it. So people who are football fans know this. You know, if one team is winning, what has the other team got to do? How are they going to sort of put things better for their team? They might get a new player on, mightn't they? Get a substitute on, or they might think of better ways of playing. Get a substitute on, that's what I mean. Can I have the football players up here? Here are four football players from the English Premier League competition. I don't want. I've told you their names and I've told you their teams. That's not what I wanted you to guess. Can you tell me what all of these players have done this year? They've all played for these teams. What else have they all done? You'd have to be a real keen fan, I think, to know this. I don't know that. Paul is saying, did they give money to charity? I don't know if they did, Kennedy. Okay, they didn't play for the team that Kennedy supports. Okay, there's something else I was looking for. The thing that I looked up, all these names came on the internet this morning. They have all scored an own goal. Okay. So I think most of them play in the defence, and accidentally they've kicked the ball into their own team net. Now, wouldn't that be a good thing that your team could do? If they were having a bad time and they were losing, if they could make the other team score for them, you would win the league. Well, that's what God has done here. Gamaliel is on the other team. And he stands up and he says to his side, stop it. So that's an own goal for his team. It's a win for the servants of Jesus. You can't stop God's plan, you see. What Gamaliel says is true. If it's from God, you can't stop it. And he's wrong and he's a foolish man, because if it's from God, he really needs to listen. But he says, oh, just wait and see. Let's see what happens. That's not what you do if this is from God. You listen. You turn back to God and seek forgiveness and have new life through Jesus. But he didn't do that. Well, they had been put in prison. That meant they couldn't speak. But God's angel set them free and they spoke. The leaders went and got them from the temple where they were speaking and brought them to the national committee. You should stop. Did they stop? No, they then told the national committee about Jesus. National committee want to kill them. But what has happened? One of their own members stands up and says, no, don't let that happen, because you can't stop God. And that's what's happening in this part of the early time of Jesus' people. You can't stop God. Put the messengers in prison and he will let them out. Take them to the national council and they will speak to them about Jesus. Try to kill them. And this time, God made them score an own goal. Okay, you can't stop God. Do you have new life with God? That's what the disciples had to do. Go and tell the people about new life. That's what we want people to hear. That's why we're going on the invitation team, some of us today, to tell the people in Dagenham, come and join us at Dagenham Parish Church to hear about new life with God. That's why we're visiting the schools, to help the children with this difficult time of moving to the secondary school, but also to say the God and Father of Jesus can give you life with him. Sometimes it seems that God's team is losing. In some countries, the government tries to stop Christians from speaking. Sometimes in a classroom, the teacher will be very unkind to the Christians and stop them speaking. Or in a company, they will try to stop the workmen there from speaking. But you can't stop God. So if you are a believer in Jesus, look for the chances you get to speak. Look for the chances you can say, I'm a Christian. I go to church. Why don't you come with me? Or maybe you know that person and they come from far away. You could say, I'd like to tell you about the message of Jesus. And pray for a chance. Children, you shouldn't do this during a lesson, because you're in school to learn. And the teachers will tell you off, and that's fair enough. People who are at work, you shouldn't stop your work to speak about Jesus. You're being paid to work. But we look for the times when we can speak and take those times. You can't stop God. So if you're a believer, join in. And if you're not in a believer, find out about what that message is so you can have life with him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Peter told the national leaders that you have made Jesus the prince, the ruler, and you have made him the saviour. So he has made the way for people to repent back to you and have forgiveness. And he sends the Holy Spirit to his people. Please help us all to put our trust in Jesus. Please help us who believe in him to love other people and love you so much that we will talk to them about Jesus. And show us how to make the most of opportunities to do that. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.